This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, July 2nd, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Misconceptions about immigrants abound among Republicans and Democrats. Jeff Flake represents Arizona's 6th U.S. House District. He believes immigrants are essential to a dynamic U.S. economy and that a robust guest worker program and other reforms are key to stemming the flow of illegal immigration. We spoke following a Cato Capitol Hill briefing on immigration yesterday. What do Republicans and Democrats factually just get wrong about immigration?
Well, one, that immigration leads to job loss overall. And just to give an example on the high-end sector, I have a lot of my Republican colleagues who don't want to make it easier for high-skilled individuals, those with PhDs, for example, to be able to stay here and take high-tech jobs. They say, you know, if they take a job, that's a job that an American is not taking. When the reality is that, the companies that we have out there, the high-tech companies and startups, have to follow the talent wherever it goes. And if we persuade individuals who come here and are educated and get a PhD in math or science, and then they go home to their home country, then we have to follow the talent and set up research institutions elsewhere, and those jobs are lost, or the jobs that would have been created here. And on the low-end side as well, we simply need more labor than we're producing here. And it's not as acute now with this recession we're in, but it will certainly be so in the future, and it has been in the past. And so we need a framework to bring people here legally. The second misperception is that that we would be best to secure the border first before enacting any other elements of comprehensive reform, when in reality, comprehensive reform makes securing the border much easier. When you create a legal framework for people to come and go legally, then you decrease pressures on the border substantially.
What was encouraging and discouraging in what you heard the president say today?
Well, today what was encouraging, I guess, is any talk about comprehensive reform and just saying that we need it is probably good. But I was disappointed that that it seemed to be more of a speech to the base than any meaningful attempt to enact comprehensive reform or to get the ball rolling. I was hoping to hear the president say, hey, we're going to have to buckle down and each side compromise. And instead, it was more finger pointing than anything else.
Okay, Arizona has borne a lot of the costs associated with immigration in the United States. The broader trends in crime in Arizona have been down substantially. Right. Is there any legitimate state role in the issue of border
issues?
Well,
Arizona, the citizens of Arizona are really frustrated at the failure of the federal government to move on this. And the overall statistics are down, but you look at some of the violence on the border related to the drug cartels and some of the human smuggling, the rancher being killed on his own property, trying to aid an illegal immigrant. And so people look at that and justifiably say, you know, this is out of control. Well, this shouldn't be. The federal government should have moved a long time ago. And then, as you mentioned, over time, Arizona still pays in health care, education, criminal justice costs, incarceration. It's just we bear the costs that the federal government really doesn't see.
You talked a little about the necessity to have a biometric identifier for people who are coming into this country to work.
Yes.
Legally. Does that not, in your view, invite that type of federal document for all workers in the United States?
I don't think so. We have, in theory, a national identifier now in terms of work, as it relates to work, and that's a Social Security card. The problem is it's simply not secure. And so we're not proposing, the legislation that we introduced does not propose a national ID. It simply says that if you want to work, then you should have a Social Security number that is tamper-proof and biometric. And that would certainly help substantially employers who really don't know when they're presented with the document if it's genuine or not.
How has the environment for comprehensive immigration reform changed from 06 and 07 to now?
Well, I mean, in any election year, whether it's just any even numbered year, it's more difficult. I think it's probably more toxic now because I think each side believes that they can play the issue to their benefit. But each side is not totally sure right now how to play it. And so you see kind of a standoff and each side just, going high on the rhetoric, but not much action. So the Arizona law certainly has energized the debate substantially, but I still maintain that neither side is really confident on how this plays out in the long term.
So in an election year, this may just be a wedge issue to fire up various bases?
Well, yeah, I think, unfortunately, that's a lot easier than sitting down and actually hammering out an agreement that would help solve the problem.
Jeff Flake represents Arizona's 6th U.S. House District. You can read more about immigration at cato.org.